This fall, students at the University of Michigan will have a new way of getting around campus. Two self-driving shuttles will cover a two-mile route, first of any campus in the country. It's a partnership with M-City, the 32-acre testing facility at the university. We paid a visit a while back during the Michigan primaries. We'll link it here at hearnow.org. At the time, our colleague Mickey Maynard drove around with Wei Pen, mechanical engineering director of M-City. He joins us again. Hello.
Hi.
So tell us more about these shuttles. No gas pedals, no steering wheels. How are they run?
So autonomous vehicles operate largely in two different ways, in generally speaking. Number one is fixed route. We map the route in advance, driving very slowly, collecting a lot of data. The second type would be free routing. You can literally go anywhere there's a road on the map.
Yeah.
So these shuttles largely rely on the GPS, the pre-planned route.
So this shuttle will be responding to all the coordinates you've already put in.
That's correct.
Well, okay. The first question is, because these are students who are going to be using the shuttle, students often are equated with pranks. You know, are you at all concerned about safety?
Absolutely. So we understand that some students might be inspired to set the world record in piling into this shuttle and set the U.S. Record. Therefore, in the beginning, we will have a safety conductor on board. To deploy these shuttles in the community used by real users, including students, it is very important that we take a very cautious approach. So these safety conductors not only will watch and make sure that the vehicle operates safely, it will also watch human behavior and make sure that people come on board using these shuttles safely.
Yeah, well, it's part of a research project. So, you know, people are going to be observing in a lot of different ways. We're reading that it will be picking up data as it operates. Something called LIDAR is used. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
That's correct.
Yeah, and what does that do?
So LIDAR stands for laser detection and range. Basically, it shoots out laser beams. The accuracy is fantastic. Usually, it's below an inch. So these LIDARs will be used to detect any subjects, even very small ones like traffic cones.
We understand these electric shuttles were made by the French company Navya. How do they know, like, when to start and stop? How do they know when everybody's on board?
These vehicles have been programmed to drive safely, to follow the route, and to avoid any obstacles, road users. On the other hand, whether these vehicles can safely detect everybody who want to come on board or people who want to disembark, therefore the safety conductor as part of this experiment will take that responsibility. In the future, when we have enough confidence that this is operating safely, we will either use sensors or use remote monitors, operators. But during this experiment in the coming year, we'll have one safety conductor on board for each shuttle.
And why is it better? I can remember in school, probably people can, even in school now, the person who would drive the shuttle or the bus becomes somebody you care about on your college campus and somebody you get to know.
So robots may not be better than human in every aspect, but they have beaten the best chess champion. We know that robots are always programmed to learn and improve. They never got distracted. They don't text. They don't get drunk. Mm. They don't get angry. So we think that robot drivers eventually will be better than even the best human drivers.
What are you hearing on campus? Are people excited about this, nervous about it? What are you hearing?
I think there will always be people who are excited and also people who are concerned. I think both are right. They all have some good points.
Well, Professor Penn, I mentioned that these shuttles were created in France, but they're not going to have a production line here?
They are. They just announced that they are going to have a production line in Michigan, actually very close to the University of Michigan.
Wei Peng, professor of engineering at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, also the director of M-City, and that's where they are researching driverless cars. These driverless shuttles will be on campus in September. Professor, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.